ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 28 एंड 29। 29 इज एन बोर्ड, सो वी कैन स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 28 देन 29 टेक्स्ट 28। गळ ग्रहण निश्चेष्टो दैत्यो निर्गत लोचन अव्यक्तारव न्यपतत् सह वालो व्यसुर्ब्रजे। ट्रांसलेशन: विथ कृष्ण ग्रास्पिंग हिम बाय द थ्रोट, तृणावर्त चोक्ड अनेबल टू मेक इवन ए साउंड और इवन टू मूव हिज हैंड्स एंड लेग्स, हिज आईज पपिंग आउट, द डेमन लॉस्ट हिज लाइफ एंड फेल एलोंग विथ द लिटिल बॉय डाउन टू द ग्राउंड ऑफ ब्रज। टेक्स्ट 29। तमंतरिक्षात् पतितं शिलायां विशीर्ण सर्वावयवं करालं पुरं यथा रुद्रसरेण विद्धं स्त्रियो रुदत्यो ददृशुः समेतः। वर्ड मीनिंग: तम अंटू दी डेमन तृणावर्त, अंतरिक्षात फ्रॉम आउटर स्पेस, पतितम फॉलेन, शिलायाम अन ए स्लैब ऑफ स्टोन, विशीर्णा स्कैटर्ड सेपरेटेड, सर्व अवयम ऑल द पार्ट्स ऑफ हिज बॉडी, करालम वेरी फियर्स हैंड्स एंड लेग्स, पूरम द प्लेस ऑफ त्रिपुरासुर यथा आज, रुद्र सरेना बाय द आरो ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव, विद्धम पियर्स्ड स्त्रियः ऑल द ओमेन द गोपीस, रुद्यतः ऑल दो क्राइंग बिकॉज कृष्ण वाज सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम देम, ददृशुः दे सॉ इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम, समेतः ऑल टुगेदर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: व्हाइल द गोपीस हू हैड गैदर्ड वे आर क्राइंग फॉर कृष्ण, द डेमन फेल फ्रॉम द स्काय ऑन टू ए बिग स्लैब ऑफ स्टोन, हिज लिम्स डिसलोकेटेड एज इफ ही हैड बीन पियर्स्ड बाय द आरो ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव लाइक त्रिपुरासुर। परपट: इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल लाइफ एज सून एज डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड मर्ज, थैंक यू। merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. Actually, such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing the third encounter of Lord Krishna in his baby form. First Putana Madam, second Sakata, and in third this Trinavarta. And in these two verses Sukadeva Goswami is telling that how his life is already gone, and in which way Krishna handled his killing, and how he fell down from the sky. Actually, Krishna was thinking to take a sky ride. So somehow or other, the Lila Sakti arranged. So Krishna became so heavy that even his mother Yashoda could not pick him up. He said, okay, he is so heavy, I can't understand. So keep him there. And she went to do some household course. But according to arrangement, an avarta, this avarta, in a form of avarta, in wheel wind, Trinavarta came, and Trinavarta able to take the Trinas only, but Krishna, by his power, he became Truna. For mother, he became mountain, and for Rakyas, he became like a grass, leaf of grass. So light that wind, he went up, high up sky, and the wheel wind in whole Braja came in such a way that whole Braj, Gokul, was full of dust, and it was like cloud and dark. Nobody can open their eyes because dust are coming inside their eyes. They can't see anything outside. And because this heavy sound, very cyclonic sound, so Yashoda Mata thought, what happened to my son? I was just put him out there. So she was out of so much love and affection coming out to see, but because so much dust flying, she could not open her eyes. But he knows, she knows where he had kept her son. She went and trying, he's not there. Somehow or other opened eyes, not there. She tried to look around, he's not there. So Yashoda burst into tears and loud crying, and immediately fell senseless. And all other surrounding maid servants, Rohini and other gopis, those who are in the Nanda Bhavan, what happened to Yashoda? This is a loud crying voice. They came together, they say, Nandanandana is not there, Jasodanandana is not there, and Jasoda is just in flat, in senseless and crying. They also started crying. By hearing this crying voice of Nanda Bhavan, all these people in Nanda Bhavan, they started crying. So in the Gokul, whoever men and women engaged in different services in the whole Gokul area, they heard the crying sound coming from Nandalaya, Nanda Bhavan. They immediately thought, who? Our life, our soul, our jivan pran, our hridayadhan, Sri Nandanandan, something, some inauspicious happened to him or something, some problem there. So they immediately, because all the Gokulvasis, they are considering Krishna as their whole life, as their life. So they are so much attached, they love so much baby Krishna. And when they heard the sound, definitely there is Jasoda crying, others crying, definitely something, some mishapen happened to Nandanandan. And they also started crying. And not only crying, they try to beat their heart and head by their hands. Just like when you are so much piteously crying, you would beat like that. Oh, oh my God, oh my Krishna, what happened? Oh Krishna, like that, beating their heads and chest by their hand and crying and running towards Nanda Bhavan to look, to know what is going on there. So all surrounding from Gokul, all Brajavasis, Gokulvasis, they are crying and running towards Braj. Though none of them can see, could see anything because so much storm and dust flying, almost like dark. So they are coming. So there is a crying, congregation crying, because the people always there in Nanda Bhavan, they are started crying, and all Gokulvasis, they also join in the crying. So it's crying became a out loud crying, and it congregation crying, and crying is severely, the sound is increasing. So much so the sound enter into the mind of, enter into the ear of Nandanandan Krishna. He was off high. He was enjoying the sky ride, riding on the plane of Trinavarta. He was enjoying in the flying in the sky, but he got the crying sound of Brajavasis. Because the very nature of Krishna is Swajana Prema Vivardhana, and he is Bhakta Vatsala, and and he is full of compassion, Karunadra Hridaya. So because of this very nature of Krishna, when he heard the crying sound of Brajavasis, he thought, oh, this is too much. They don't know, without me, they are crying like anything. And they are all running to Jasoda. So Jasoda is also crying. So I have to now stop that sky riding, better I should come down. We should not put them too much trouble, because Krishna was full of compassion, and particularly for devotees and the mother and all Brajavasis, Gokul Gopis. So he stopped his enjoying sky ride. He said, no, I should now land down. So he decided to come down. What happening, Trinavarta, he was taking this baby Krishna, and when he was picking him up, he feels himself so light. He has no weight, just like a leaf, dry leaf, so light. And when he go up, and he was becoming very happy, blissful, out of his success. What success? Now he is thinking, see, before me, my senior Rakshasas, Putana Madam,
She was so powerful. She came and she couldn't do anything. She lost his life, lost her life. And even Sakatasura was so powerful, he also lost his life. But somehow or other, due to my technique and my intelligence, I could able to do my job. Now I am already taking the baby Krishna up. Now better I should not kill him now. Better I should take him to Mathura, direct flight, and submit in front of Kamsa. Let him do whatever he is doing. Why I will take the blame of cleaning? So he was in plan, he was going direct to Mathura to Kamsa Bhavan. So he was in a blissful mood, Trinavarta, and in very high up. When he took up, immediately up and high on the way to Mathura, flying towards Mathura. And Krishna, when he heard the sound by the time, and he decided to come down in Braj. So how he come down? In a plane, the pilot is there, so there was no pilot, nothing. He was riding. So immediately he became, when he was taking the Trinavarta, he was like a blue lotus, blue lily, so light, and taking. And when Trinavarta took him up, you know, like a normal child, it's very natural for any normal child, if any of us will take a normal child to up, immediately that child will tightly hold us in our neck, isn't it? It's quite normal because they will become a little fearful. Very tightly they will hold us, our neck. So same thing, Krishna to show him as a ordinary normal child. So he was playing that Soustava, Balya Soustava Lila. He was showing this to Trinavarta that he would feel that, hey, I am a normal ordinary child. So he was tightly holding his neck. And he thought, okay, all child they used to do when we suddenly pick up, they will to catch tightly. So he took him tightly, that doesn't matter. I will take him to Mathura directly. But now when Krishna decided to come down, so now he is not like a blue lotus or blue lily, he became a blue mountain. Immediately, same size, only weight increases. The size is same. Sukadeva Goswami or any other, in their imagination eyes they are seeing that Krishna holding the neck of Trinavarta and lying in the broad chest of Trinavarta is looking like a locket, like in bluish mani mala, and blue locket is there. It's, sometimes we are holding a locket in our chest, so exactly like a locket. How you will feel so weight of locket that you cannot walk even? So it is totally Sri Sinita Gaur Sundar ki, Krishna Balaram ki. So it was out of his imagination, Trinavarta. How this locket, like so such a light baby child, how becomes so heavy? And so he thought, no, it is difficult to go to Mathura. It is looks impossible that I can't travel to Mathura. So better I should throw him up, let him killed. From so high I will throw him down, he will be killed, finish, let him kill. So he was on the sky ride, flying. So he tried to, he said, by himself he will come down. So he was trying to sack his griba, you know, his head, and so much that the small boy, the locket will fall down. He was shaking his head and neck like anything, but this didn't work out. Rather, that knuckle become more tight, locket become more tight, that small boy become very tightly hold his neck, and so much so tightly. So in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, what happened when he so tightly hold his neck? Na gala graha nischesto. Krishna, here Sukadeva says, became like a graha. Graha means when somebody is hunted by a graha, then by physical posture you cannot throw the graha away, Baba. No, you have to do some puja, some graha santi jagya, then become santi, will not go away. You have to wait till the period over, graha period over. It will not go like this. And this foolish demon is thinking, I will do something, he will fall down. didn't work out and become more tight. And Krishna as a graha so tightly catch the neck of Trinavarta that what happened in this tight catching? He became nischeshto. Nischeshto means now he cannot shake his neck or head, neither he can move his legs and hands. Before dying, at least when you are very painful dying, you have to put your hand and legs and beating hand and legs, it's natural. But he couldn't do that even. He could not able to move his hands and legs. Okay, then make some sound like Putana, chodre, big, leave me away. First he put, Putana put the baby Krishna on her lap only, and breast. And now, in his next second, he was crying out loud voice, leave me alone. But nothing happened. So now Krishna told, if I do say, if we become very sound, then Brajavasis will become more unhappy and more crying. So I should do something that should not make sound, silent killing. But so he choked the neck so much, he got swasarudha, so he could not make any sound. So that's why, when his swasarudha, what happened? The eyes pop up. Both the eyes come out. Eyes come out, and nirgata lochana, that an abhyakta ravo. Rava means sound. Abhyakta means nobody can find out what sound he is making. He wants to shout, please help me, bachao, but the sound was nobody, abhyakta ravo. Nobody can find, but only sound was coming, gong, like that, you know. When somebody is dying, he cannot express his mood. Then only sound, gong, like that. Demon Trunasvarta was only could able to make this sound, gong sound, abhyakta rava. This is called abhyakta rava. He is making his sound full trial, making full loud voice, but only gong sound is coming. Nobody can figure it out, which sound, maybe some sky sound, something. He could not make any sound even, cannot move his hands and legs, and his eyes comes out, and he was so much so swasarudha that he finished. He died up there only. When you flying at there only, the flight and pilot both, they finished, both of them. So now, because Jasodhananda decided to come down quickly, so that's why he made all the arrangement that the flight is now in her position. He was like this, he became in like that flat. Back side down and front side up. Krishna is in the up, in his secured position. Playing his broad chest, he has a lot of space to move around, and holding the neck, he is very in a good condition, and very high speedily falling down. So now in the verse number 29, he is saying, Tam antarkhyat patitang silayam. Because that demon, that flight, is coming down with high speed. Antarikhyat, from the sky. Patitam silayam. Why sila? Because Nandanandan thought, anyway, I have to land now. I have to come down now. But if I make him landing anywhere, then maybe this some village, Gokul or somewhere, if he fall down, is a very heavy guy and such a some few kilometers spread out, then the village will finish. All the guy, bachada and people, they will finish. So no. I should not make any disturbance to brothers, any harm to them. So if I put in Jamuna or any garden, no, I should not do any harm to there. Nobody should know, any brats, nothing should happen. So then better to put in the pitch where Putana madam got out in the hot pitch there. No, if I land him there, then this Brajavasis, my mother and other gopis there next in Nanda Bhavan, they are crying. They could not find me out and they will become more worried. And who will find me out? I am holding his neck. How they will know where am I? So better than what to do, then Jasodhananda decided, I should better land in front of them, in front of Nanda Bhavan, as near as possible, and I should make sure that nothing disturbance, no harm should happen. They should make them run. So Krishna is very calculative, very perfect in his space, in such an expert pilot. He landing the plane in such a perfect way that no harm will happen to Braj. And because he was Jashoda, mother Jashoda, Rohini and all other gopis, gopas, they were get together in front of Nanda Bhavan, where the Gosala, Khidak. Khidak means where the cows they would bring and they would milk the cows, and selected cows they would stay there. Few hundreds and thousands of cows they will there, that's the main place in front of Nanda Bhavan. So because all the cows and bulls they were there, so by their heavy feet, the place will become dusty and muddy, you know. So that's why the floor should be very strong. So at that time there was no concrete, so they put heavy stone slab. Nanda Maharaj arranged the khidak, and there was no shade on the top, no need of shade, but on the ground heavy strong stone slabs Nanda Maharaj arranged, where the Gosala in front of his house. So that stone slabs, that Gosala site, now all the cows and the bachadas, they have gone out after milking. They have gone on the grazing field. Nobody is there. It is quite empty. This stone area, stone slab area is empty now because all the calves and cows, they went out. So Jasodhananda decided this is the nice place to land my plane here. So very speedily he is coming down. He is sitting on the top, and that asura was coming down. Antarikhyat patitam. And where he patitam? Na silayam. Just around them, next to them. They were crying next to the Gosala, and there only with heavy sound, patitam silayam, on the stone. Then what happened when he fell on the stone? Na visarna sarva avayavam karalam. All his avayavas, not only anga. Anga is a part, and avayava is a part of the part. All his part and all part of the parts become dislocated. Totally finished. Even the those who are stone bone surgery, what they will tell them, the doctor? Orthopedic surgeon. They could not make any surgery even. There was so much crust, such a high, and with heavy speed, because Krishna was like a mountain, so heavy and so top, was coming from Antarikhya with heavy speed and down and dashed in on the top of a stone, heavy stone. So all his limbs of the, all his parts of the body become chutney like that, chitra. Total crushed, everything smashed away, dislocated, what, everything finished. And he was already dead body, this is not living body. He was died in the sky. So only dead body landed. And this is happened to dead body. So, karalam means such a fearful, heavy body. And then purang jatha rudra sarena vidham. So now Sukadeva Goswami giving one example, how this fall down happened, how this landing happened, such a heavy landing. There was no arrangement before, nothing, but the pilot arranged everything. He knows in which measurement everything, what happened, particular shot here. So what is the example Sukadeva Goswami? Purang jatha rudra sarena vidham. Rudra Mahadev, Lord Sankara, when he was finishing up the Tripurasura, the Tripurasura Mayadanav is called Tripurasura. Mayadanav, he created three plane, one of gold, one of silver, and one of iron. And the source high technical celestial plane, because he was such a high qualified technician, high tech Maya, so that all the demigods, their intelligence failed. They could not figure it out, what kind of plane this is. And even Lord Mahadev, What about ordinary Deva? Mahadeva went, tried 2-3 times. Nothing happened. So finally, it is described in 7th canto, 10th chapter. When these demons, they took shelter of Mayadama, this Tripura, and the Lord Shiva used to kill them, and this Mayadana will take the all these dead bodies, and he has a Amrut Kunda, a nectar. So he will put them there, immediately they will become live with 100 times more powerful. Arey Baba, few times it happened, then Mahadev became a hopeless case. I could not do anything. I am killing them, then again they are coming up. And this plane, I am brushing them, finished, but having the self prepared, again coming up. So there also it is said, then immediately Krishna and call Brahma, he said, come down, become calf, and he became a cow, and both of them went in daytime only. Daytime, both Vishnu and Brahma, one cow and calf, they went directly. Everybody sitting, Maya is sitting, and all his cabinet ministers sitting, all security guards, all forces, armed forces there, everybody is there alert, and they looking that one cow and calf, they are coming. No entry pass, nothing, no mask, nothing, no social distance. They came directly and directly entered to the gate, entered to the garden area where the Amrit Kundu is there. Go directly and try drinking. Everybody is shouting, what to do? Oh my Lord, my Dhanabhi, these cows and what, they're drinking it out. Not only drinking, leaking even. Not a drop even there. Everything should khatam. My Dhanabhi is looking also with his revolver on in his hand. And he is telling, what can I do? You people can't do anything, I can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. This is what, if Lord's arrangement is so perfect, that even we are there in present, all security, armed forces are there, and we know this thing we should not allow, but seeing, looking, trying with all our instruments can do anything. This is what honi, this is what Lord's arrangement. If Lord has designed, nobody can do anything. That is the statement of Maya, demon. And in front of him, front of all of them, that both the cow and calf, they finish the Amrit Kanda and nicely come out. They are just looking with gun point, everything. Could not do anything. And then Vishnu came. He said, now Lord Shiva, don't worry, don't be hopeless. So he gave another instrument to again try now. Now Shiva became Tripurari by the mercy of Lord. Now he shoot the arrows. Now all these three planes, three pura of Mayadhanavas, silver and gold, and it's all finished. And finished like anything, like that. The Sukhdeva Goswami is giving upama by these arrows of Shiva. And all the three planes of celestial planes of Maya finished like that. Baby Krishna, he didn't do anything. Just by becoming little heavy, he finished him. And he himself is very nice. In this verse it is also said, when the landing, Purang Jatha Rudra Sarena Vidham, in the previous verse, Nyapatat Sahabalo Besur Braje. Sahabalo, and in Braja, in this stone slapped area, when it landed down in Braja, in that particular area, he was not the dead body. The Balaka, that baby Krishna was there, and he was completely okay, and he was holding his neck and his broad chest is there. Nothing happened to him, Sahabalo. And here, by seeing this heavy incident happened in front of them, such a heavy falling and finished of this fearful body of that demon. What happened now? Striyo rudatyo dadrusu sameta. All these striyo, they were already crying before that. Now they out loud, oh, what happened again? Already by dust they were closing their eyes. Now this such a heavy sound, they all close their eyes. Oh, what happened? The next moment, what happened? They opened their eyes and immediately they could see the blue lotus blue lotus, and they could not believe their eyes. What? This is our Nilmani or what? This is our jewel, blue jewel. Then the second time again opened their eyes, and they saw, yes, he is there. He is there completely okay. Dadrusu Sameta. All these Triya, they saw their baby Krishna is there, perfectly okay. So now they were crying and also enjoying, and the next verse will describe the how they went and pick baby Krishna and give it to mother. But anyway, even Krishna, he went off high to the sky and come down at high speed, and that the flight he was taking, the plane, it was completely smashed, crashed. But nothing happened to baby Krishna. Nothing happened. So all these brothers, they thought, what a wonder, Baba. Our baby Krishna comes out just like from the mouth of the death, directly. Nothing happened to him. He's there playing. So such is Krishna's arrangement and such is his pastime. Anyway, Sanatana Goswami is giving one good example. He is telling this Trinavarta. He created in the atmosphere Braja, Raja and Tama. Raja Tama means Rajagun and Tamagun is not suitable for any devotee to serve Krishna. If somebody wants to serve his Lord, then he should be at least in Sattva and Visuddha Sattva. Raja Tama, Prabhupada used to write, Raja Tama Gune Era Achanna Savai. So somebody who is engrossed with Rajagun, Tamagun, they are useless. They only sense enjoyment, no, they can't do any devotional practice. So this demon, he created these two things, Raja and Tama. Raja means dhul, dust is called Raja, and Tama means called darkness. So by this whirlwind, the whole Brajamandal was full of dust, that means Raja, Rajaguna, and darkness is called Tamaguna. So that Raja and Tama, when he created, then Lord thought, you fellow, you are creating Rajagana Tamaguna to my people, to my village people. I should finish you up. So, but I will finish up there in the sky. You Rajagana Tamaguna Uradu Mavi. Finish. So that's why Krishna took him up and finished him there. All the Rajaguna and Tamaguna finished. So that all the Brajavasis will again, with their loving service, they will get back to their loving service. Here Prabhupada in his purport, he mentioned these two sentences or one sentence in purport. In transcendental life, as soon as devotees of the Lord merge in lamentation, when the devotees of Krishna merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. This is beyond our calculation, beyond our imagination. Those who are of such caliber devotee, their happiness, unhappiness, lamentation is all absolute. It's not apparent. It's absolute, because Krishna is absolute. So crying for Krishna also absolute. Laughing for Krishna also absolute. Anything you do for Krishna, that is absolute. We cannot conceive in our this so-called material mind, in our intelligence. We cannot calculate all these things. It's all absolute. They are crying, they are bliss. It's all absolute platform. So that's why we cannot just figure it out. No, no. They are in different plane. So, but the pastimes, just like Krishna is enjoying the sky ride, so these Gopa and Gopis, they are also enjoying the pastimes. They are totally emerging into the pastime of Krishna, thinking of Krishna so much so. And this is thinking of Krishna deeply, your soul will become so blissful. Maybe tears will come down and loud sound may be crying, but inside full of bliss, because you are so deeply thinking engulfed in thinking of Krishna. So that is thinking of Krishna means is fully blissful. In any way think of Krishna. So like that. So this is the pastimes. Here Sukhdev Goswami gave the example of Rudra Sarena Vidha Tripura Asura. Actually, we should not think that exactly the Pura of the, just like Lord Shiva smashed the plains of Madana like that. No. Actually, it is described there when Lord Shiva shoot the arrows, all the three plains they blow up, means they cut, catch fire. They burnt away, burnt into ashes. But here not burnt into ashes, here they dashed into the stone such heavily. So always you should not think that all the examples are always same to know. Example means upama, alankar means only one part, eka desa, eka ansa, sadrusyam. If one part is similar, if one place is similar, some little 1% is looking similar, then you can give an example. It's called upama, alankar. So here, just like Lord Shiva shoot an arrow third time and smashed, the air got crushed, burnt into ashes, finished it. So like that, Lord, the demon, it was crushed in such a way by the will of the Lord. So this partial similarity, this is called upama. So they were giving how they can give, because any other flight class cannot be compared to what Krishna did, because our this is not good enough for comparison. So at least some comparison should be there. So Sukhdeva Goswami choose at least, okay, Lord Shiva's finishing of burning this three flights, this can be to some extent 1 or 2% can be similarity is there. So that's why it's given Rudra Sarena Vidha. Vidha means completely finished, nothing left away that you can repair again, take to the garage and fix up, fix it up, nothing. That demon Trinavarta, it was so much dislocated that any expert orthopedic surgeon or any hospital, good hospital you take, nothing will work out. It finished just like Lord Shiva finished the Tripura, completely gone. So here also, though not fire, but dashed into the stone in such a way, it's almost totally gone, irreparable. Nobody can repair it, nobody can figure it out also. Only that since something, such a fearful demon died. That's only you can say, but you cannot figure it out. So it's such a disfigure. He made the demon such a disfigure, only the chest part is nice figure, because Krishna is there sitting. And all the behind part is totally finished. So this is how Krishna is observing his childhood pastimes. So as I told Sukhdev Goswami, though there are many childhood pastimes, many demons, but Sukhdev Goswami describing only these three. By these three pastimes we can understand that what a powerful baby Krishna is. His yoga sakti, his aishurya sakti, his bhagavat sakti, even if he is just baby, nobody can imagine. These asuras, they are perfect siddhas, they are siddhis, yogis, but these siddhi yogi, they are like infants in front of Krishna. They are, you know, just like you are learning in KG class, and he is PhD. He is Yogeshwara Krishna, and you are just learn ABCD something. How you can compete with him? Nothing. When Putana madam, she was expert, always going by flight to any space, any place he wants, she used to take flight always, never go by road. But when she saw that sound is coming from only from here, 12 kilometers away from Braj, so she want to kill the child in Braj, so she was taking her flight, it was not taking off. sick, never able to go by air. So then she forgot, nothing is working out here. So better go by road. So she went by road, because by air she can't. Because this yoga shakti didn't work there. So only the Atma yoga shakti will work. How much Krishna will allow? Okay, that much you sanctioned you, that much yoga siddhi will work. But further that, nothing. I am the controller. Krishna is the controller of all yoga siddhir. Everything is controlled and managed and sanctioned by him only. Whatever asura, sura, whatever, bhakta, bhakta, everything is managed and controlled by him. His willpower. So that we can understand. Even if Nandanandan and Jasudanandan is such a baby Krishna, but his Ishwarata is there. And another thing we can understand, that how the Brajavasis, Gopu Gopis, they are so much love and affection towards Krishna as their own life and soul, that anything sound happens, anything, they just imagine, oh, maybe something mishappen happened, some trouble happened to our Nandanandan, immediately they will burst into tears and crying and running. There's so much love and affection. That's why all the Brajavasis, they started crying. Almost all of them, they are crying. That crying proves that how much love and affection inside them for Krishna. Not even that much for their own child, that much for the Krishna. So these two things we can see from these pastimes. See Jasudanandan Bhagavan Krishna Chandra ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Any comments or question? Yes. What? What?
What kind of anatta is related as for anatta?
What kind of anatta you want?
I don't know. Understand.
So don't know it. Better don't know. Otherwise, definitely, it's anartha. It's not artha. We are full of anarthas. Any anartha you calculate, that, that's also mithya. Okay? Yeah. But I told that rajaguna and tamaguna. Okay? Yeah. Maharaj, you want to add something? Okay. Anything else? Grandhra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki.